بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We did some du'as that should be read at the time when a person is at his last stages of life. And you're at the bedside of a person, he's at his last stages. So one of the things that we were told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that encourage your dying to read لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And under this, we also mentioned a hadith, or before this we mentioned a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, that person whose last words are لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ will enter Jannah. So therefore under this ulama explained that we shouldn't instruct the dying person to read لَا إِلَهَ. Don't tell him read. Very often you'll find a person is in an unconscious state, or he's not in a mindful state, he's in his last stages of life. So what we should do is we should start reading in a audible tone. Read لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, like almost like a zikr that we are making. And then if we see his lips moving a little bit, or even if we don't see it, there's hope inshallah that that sound reaches his ears and he is now subconsciously reading it. So this is one of the things that we should be doing when we are at the side of a person that is leaving the world, is reading لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There's another great fazilat, virtue of reading Surah Yasin at the side of the dying person. So the first one, very easy, La ilaha illallah, we make that dhikr by him. Then the other thing that we must, can do is read Surah Yasin at the side. Try and read it a little bit in an audible tone, if we can. If we can't, maybe there's other patients there in hospital, or there are other people around that are not well, we may be disturbing them, then we allow to read it softly. But look at the situation in a person reads Surah Yasin and La ilaha illallah. There was a dua that we did that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read at the last stages of life. That dua can also be read. I'll give you the Arabic and the English. So we must also get in the habit of reading this dua. We never know when our last stages of life is. At least we'll read this dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read in his last stages. So the dua that he read, Allahumma ghfir li warhamni wa alhiqni bil rafiq al a'la. Simple translation, O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me. O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and join me up with the highest companion. Join me up with the highest companion. So Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and join me up with the highest companion. If we are by a side, obviously we are not well, we can read it, but we are the bedside of someone who can't read this dua, and we can make the dua for this person also. So before we read this La ilaha illallah dhikr, before we read Yasin, we can make this dua also. Allah, forgive him, have mercy on him, and join him up with the highest companion. We explain highest companion, either meaning the company of the malaika, or the company of the anbiya, or the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. O Allah, join this person up in your companionship, in your company. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-rafiq. So, al-hiqni bil-rafiq al-a'la. O Allah, you join him up with yourself. What a beautiful dua to me. Anyway, continuing with this chapter, what is to be said in the presence of the deceased? Person has just passed away, and what should be said to the relatives of those that have passed away? An Ummi Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul ma min 'abdin tusibuhu musibatun fa yaqulu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlufti khayran minha illa أجره الله تعالى في مصيبته وأخلف له خيرا منها. قالت فلما توفي أبو سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنه قلت كما أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخلف الله لي خيرا منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith has a similar meaning to the hadith we had did yesterday, so it will be a means of revision for us. Hazrat Umm Salama رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when a servant is afflicted with a calamity, any calamity, whether it's a loss of some family person, whether it's a loss of some wealth, whether it's a loss of health, whatever calamity a person goes through, some difficulty he goes through, and he reads this dua, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. First part, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Second part of this dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wakhlufli khayra minha. I'll give you the translation. So if you don't know the Arabic, at least we can read the English. So the first part is Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We'll translate it just now. And the second part, O Allah, reward me for my calamity and grant me a better replacement. O Allah, reward me for this difficulty that I'm experiencing and give me a better replacement. So whatever it is that he lost, whether it is a family member that he has lost, whether it is health that he has lost, whether it's wealth that he has lost, whether it's a good condition that he was experiencing and now suddenly he's not experiencing that good condition that he was, he's making the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah reward me for this, that I'm going through this difficulty, reward me and replace this condition that I'm going through now with something that is better. Very easy dua. Reward me for what I'm going through and replace me with what? Allah reward me for this difficulty and replace me with something better. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khlufli khayram minha. Anyway, the translation of this is first, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, means that we belong to Allah Ta'ala and to Him is our return. O Allah, reward me for my calamity and grant me a better replacement. What will happen? The hadith mentions Allah Ta'ala will reward him for his calamity and will grant him a better replacement. So the report of this hadith was Hazrat Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who she had lost a husband very dear to her, very close to her. Very, very close. In her mind, there couldn't be anybody better than him. She couldn't picture anybody to be more closer and better to him. But this was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her. And she knew that if this is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to read this dua. And there will be goodness in this dua. So she explains, she gives a personal encounter. She said, when Abu Salama radiallahu an passed away, and I said, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded me, I made this dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me. He said, Allah Ta'ala granted me a better replacement, and that replacement was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a replacement Allah Ta'ala had granted her. So therefore we should never ever lose hope. Sometimes a person is going through difficulty, he's going through hardship. Even ulama explained that if a mosquito has to bite a person, thorn has to prick a person, he got hurt, he hurt his foot, he tripped, and he reads this dua, the reward is there for him also. So we shouldn't lose out. Sometimes we hear somebody's car got stolen, something happens to us, first thing we say is shame, how sad. Rather we should read this dua, a beautiful dua, instead of saying shame and how sad. All that can come later on. First thing should be on our lips, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayram minha. Or if you're making dua for someone else, wa khluf lahu khayram min. So anyway, khayram minha. What we should be doing is we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this occasion. If you don't know the second part, as I mentioned, we can say the English. Allah ta'ala, if you make it for ourselves, Allah reward me and grant me a better replacement. Making dua for someone else, Allah reward him and grant him a better replacement. One other common mistake that happens is we restrict this Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un to some funeral message. We get a funeral message and then we all say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is one time we read it. But any difficulty, any calamity, any hardship, any bad news that we get, we should make it a habit of reading Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We shouldn't only restrict it to a janaza notice. It is for any type of difficulty and hardship, and then we make dua. Inshallah, there's hope. Allah Ta'ala will grant us better. Person never ever loses hope. That is the beauty of Islam. And that is the beauty of Iman. Is that all the time we look at the positive side. And all the time we are hopeful. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will change the condition for something better. Here it was a situation of person losing the most dearest person she had, a husband. And look how Allah Ta'ala replaced her. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.